Praise the Lord. Message 130, the title of the message, Put God First, Part 5. We will continue discussing this message, Put God First, in regard of our salvation that we receive from the Lord. And we will start to speak here about the Book of Life. When we receive Christ as Savior and Lord of our life, the Lord write our name in the Book of Life. It's mentioned in the Bible in different places. And we will discuss here, we start to discuss whether when the believer whose name is written in the Book of Life, when he start to do wrong and move away from the Lord, is there a possibility that his name will be blot out or erased from the Book of Life? That what we see from the scripture. Before we will continue, let's bow our head and pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness and who you are in our life. Bless this time, O God, and anoint my lips and put word and verses so that your word will be clear to your church and to your people. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. And to us, O Lord, lead us in the way that you want us to go on and move. Let your name be lifted up and glorified in the life of your church and your people. I pray for the fear of God upon each and everyone who listen. And let the message fulfill your purpose, O God, and whatever you want, harvest and fruit. Lord, I pray that you will harvest that in the life of your servant, in the life of your church, and in the life of your people. Raise up more people to understand your will and to commit their lives and their ways fully unto you. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. we will read about the Book of Life in the book of Philippians, and in the letter of Paul to the Church of God at Philippi. Chapter 4, verse 2 and 3. Paul wrote to them, I plead with Odia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the Book of Life. Paul mentioned here that Judea and Syntyche and Clement and the rest of his fellow workers, their names are written in the Book of Life. And when we receive Christ, Christ write our name, God write our name in the Book of Life. The Book of Life also is mentioned in the Book of Revelation, chapter 20. And we will read verse 12 to verse 15 about the Book of Life. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. So here the Book of Life is mentioned. The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. These are the books of the deed. Everyone, whatever you do on earth will be recorded. And one day you will face the Creator. Every one of us will face the Creator. Here we speak about the judgment of the wicked. That they will judge according to what they have done wrong. Everything they have done wrong will be recorded. The sea gave up the dead that were in it. And death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the Book of Life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So here also is mentioned the Book of Life. Jesus in Book of Luke, book of Luke chapter 10, when he sent his disciples and they came back to him, they were rejoicing. Book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 18 to verse 20, he replied, that Jesus, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on the snakes and the scorpion and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. He has not mentioned the book of life, but mentioned here that your name, he means the apostle names, are written in heaven. Is there any other places where it is written about the book of life and that the Lord is mentioned in his word that he will blot out the names of those who disobey him? Yes, we will read that in the book of Exodus chapter 32. In book of Exodus chapter 32, Moses was pleading with the Lord to forgive the people their sin. And I read from verse 31 to verse 32. So Moses went back to the Lord and said, oh, what a great sin these people have committed. They have made themselves gods of gold. But now, please forgive their sin. But if not, then blot me out of the book you have written. So Moses asked the Lord, you forgive the people. If not, you just blot out, you erase my name from the book that you have written. That is the book of life. In verse 33, the Lord replied to Moses, whoever have sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. What the Lord say? Those who sin against me, their name will be blot out from the book of life. The book of the Lord that he made to write the name of those who are saved. Now, we need to understand that there's a possibility that after you have been saved and go back to old life or sin or disobey God, there is a possibility that your name will be blot out from the book of life. We need to understand the circumstances of Exodus 32, what had happened. And we can find the application at this time in our spiritual walk with God. This is in the Old Testament. We will read the story and we will pick up the application and how this scripture can be applied for the church today. And what are the things that we should avoid so that our names will not be blot out from the book of life. We will read from the beginning of the chapter 32 from the book of Exodus. What had happened? Moses was up on the mountain with the Lord and he stayed with him 40 days. So he was long in coming down. I will read from the beginning of the chapter. We may read the whole chapter. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Now, that's not the reason that because Moses was late, they came to Aaron and ask him to make another gods for them. No, they are just using it as an excuse. But the main reason for them, they ask Aaron, they don't want to follow God. Because Moses was not there, they want to take advantage of Aaron. Aaron answered them, take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me. So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they had handed him and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, these are your God. These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. Now here, Aaron, when they came to him, he knew very well what is the motive of the people. And he knew that the people is at wrong. He knew very well that the people, they don't like to follow the commands and the rules that God gave to Moses. Because if you read from chapter 20, before chapter 20, the people have seen that the Mount of Sinai was shaking, and they hear the voice of God, and they were so afraid, and they hear the commands of the Lord, and Moses gave them certain commands, and they know that they cannot do their own. But because Moses was not there, they took advantage of Aaron. Aaron know that the people are strong, but why he agreed with them? Because he was afraid of the people. It is very hard to rebuke people and to say to them, what you are doing is wrong. But we have to be very careful. If we will condone with people sin and agree with them, not only their names will be blot out, also our names will be blot out. We will continue to read. Verse 5. When Aaron saw this, he put an altar in the front of the calf and announced, tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterward they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Now what they did here? They did festival, burnt offering, and fellowship offerings. All they have done it in the name of the Lord. Now here, the Lord get angry. Then the Lord said to Moses, go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have been corrupted. They have been quick to turn away from what I commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. God was angry with them, not because they have done an idol or how the idol has come out. The idol had come out when the people give Aaron their gods, it is their gods, and he fashioned it, and it came an idol. But the point here, it did not come from gold. It came out from what the people wanted to do. That is the idol. When the people want to do certain things and we agree with them, we are fashioning an idol and a new way of life for them that contradict to the word of God. Now many people, they come to church, they have opinion, they have understanding, they have wishes, and they have dreams, and they have plans, and they want the church to agree with them. Most of the pastors and the leaders, they know the will of God, they know the word of God, but they are afraid to confront the people and say to them, this is sin. People, they do a lot of things in the name of the Lord. Birthday party, they would do it in the name of the Lord. And that's not in the Bible. Arrange marriages and weddings. They will arrange the marriage, the people, They will fix everything, and then after that they will invite the pastor. Or they will go to a church and they say, we want this and this, this man to marry this woman. You just need to do the ceremony, don't interfere, we have done everything. It is not your job. This idol, you fashion it for us. This is our God. We cannot agree with the people, wrongdoing. Festivals with different names and feast and fast, and they want the church to agree with them. They want the church to condone with them. When we know wrong, when we know that the people does not like to follow the word of God, and they do all these things to bypass the discipline of the word of God, we should not agree with them. Aaron should say to them, sorry, we have the word of God. The word of God does not dictate on us to do these things. Why Aaron kept quiet and agree with them and help them? Because he is afraid to face the people. He is afraid to that the people will become angry with him. But is Aaron was doing the right things? No. Did he benefit the people or he harmed them? No, he harmed the people, and we will see later on. The Lord mentioned here the first time that he will blot out the names of those who sin and not willing to repent. Those pastors and leaders and churches who condone with people's sin and go along with the people's wishes, birthday parties and arrange marriages and different kind of feast and fest to raise up money and to make business, all the corruption that is going on, when the church agree with it, those leaders and those workers who agree with such things, their names will be blot out, as the people names will be blot out who have corrupted the word of God and the ways of the Lord. What the Lord said to Moses, their heart become corrupt. Their heart have turned away from what I have commanded. Corruption in the heart and life of the people. The church should not agree with them. The church, the responsibility of the church to say, this is not correct. We cannot do that. This is against the word of God, and explain to them. People, they want to bring inside the church culture and tradition that contradict the word of God, contradict the teaching of the word of God. The church should not agree. Verse 9, I will continue. I have seen these people, the Lord said to Moses, and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation. God was very angry. Not only with the people, but with Aaron also. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord, his God. O Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with a great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountain and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Moses start to intercede and pray. And we need to pray and fast and intercede for those people who do wrong, for the leaders, for the pastors who continue sin of the people and go along the people's wishes. Turn from fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he has threatened. The Lord listened to the prayer of Moses and relented. Moses turned and went down the mountain, and the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, they were inscribed on both sides, front and back. The tablets were the work of God. The writings was the writing of God engraved on the tablet. When Joshua heard the noise of the people shouting, he said to Moses, "There is the sound of war in the camp." Moses replied, "It is not the sound of victory. It is not the sound of defeat. It is the sound of singing that I hear." The people, they were singing and dancing all in the name of the Lord. When the church, the people do these things, they do it all in the name of the Lord as a cover up. But God sees the heart. God knows the people are not willing to obey. They do these things to put these things as a cover up, as a mask of religiosity. But the heart is far away from God. You know, in what is mentioned here, when Aaron did the idol, came out in his hand like a calf in shape. And he said, "Tomorrow we'll have festival to the Lord." It mentioned that, so the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offering and presented fellowship offerings. People rise up early, they have zeal when it coming to this function, birthdays, parties, and wedding parties, and arranged marriages. So much effort is there, and people are willing to give, to wake up early, to give money, to spend so much money in rubbish things, on idols. And coming to God and the requirement of the Lord, we don't have. So tired, we are so busy, we don't have time. But when it coming to idol worship, they are ready for it. We will continue. Verse 19, when Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned, and he threw the tablet out of his hands, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf they had made and burned it in the fire. Then he grounded it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. He said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you? What that you led them into great sin?" What he told to Aaron? "What they have done to you by those people? Why you lead them to such a great sin?" So Aaron was not doing good with the people. You pastors and leaders and workers who agree with people wrongdoing, you are not doing good with them, you are harming them, you are leading them to a great sin that finally will make their name will be blot out from the book of life. Do not be angry, my Lord. Aaron started to defend himself. Do not be angry, my Lord. Aaron answered, "You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." What he is telling him, "You were not there, and they say Moses is not there. Do this for us." And I cannot say to them, "No, I am afraid." So I told them, "Whatever has, whoever has any gold, jewels, take it off." Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. He told Moses, "What I can do? They are not there. I know what they are doing is wrong. I know that what they are saying is evil, but I cannot say no to them. Is this sin?" Oh yes. The pastor and the leader who cannot say to people that is wrong, better to sit down. Then your name will be blot out from the book of life. Moses saw that the people were running and wild, and that Aaron had let them get out of control and so become a laughing stock to their enemies. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Levites rallied to him. And that's here the responsibility of the church. When we see the people doing wrong, we need to make a clear cut. Those who want to continue this evil way, let them continue. And those who want to follow God, let them come with us. How the worker will be differentiated as a true worker? When he will not stand with the people, but he will stand with God, with his church, as the Levites stood with the Lord and with Moses. Aaron did wrong. Moses rebuked him, prayed for him. Moses rebuked the church, rebuked the worker, the Levites. He prayed for everyone. And he challenged the people. He said, "What you are doing is rubbish." He break that thing. He break the idol. He tell them, "This, what you are doing, I don't approve. I don't approve what you are doing. And now you workers, you people who is for the Lord, who agree with me, with the Lord, with his word, you come here." Then he said to them, when the Levites respond, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Each man sit up, a sword to his side. Go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other, each killing his brother and a friend and neighbor." He said, God say, put on your sword and go through the camp. If you see whoever doing wrong things and keep these idle things and not willing to repent, neighbor, brother or a friend, you put him to the sword. The Levites did as Moses commanded. The Levites are the workers, those who carry the ark of God, those who do the work of God, those who are committed to do the ministry. They should not approve the wrongdoing of their brothers, their friends or their neighbors. That is the sword. When you say to the people, "I don't agree with you, I don't approve what you are doing," you are using the sword to cut the evil things. The Levites did as Moses commanded, and that day about 3,000 of the people died. Then Moses said, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you were against your own sons and brothers, and he has blessed you this day." Which time the Levites had really been set aside for the Lord. When they stood firm, they say no to sin, and even they were against their sons, against their brothers, and really the Lord blessed them. Many people, they want to serve the Lord because they want God to bless them. But which time really God will bless you and bless your ministry and reward you for your service? When you stand firm with the Lord, not with the people. Many pastors, leaders, missionary, they compromise. And there is no blessing in their life. Sicknesses, problems, financial loss, all hardship in their life because they don't want to stand with the Lord and offend the people. When you don't offend the people, when you condemn their sin and keep it quiet, not only their name will be blot out, your name also will be blot out. Some people may say that this is the Old Testament. Is there some passage comparable to what we have read here in the New Testament? Oh yes. Matthew chapter 10. When the Lord sent his disciples. When the Lord sent his apostle, In Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, it says, these 12 Jesus sent out with the following instruction. These are the time where Jesus sent the apostles. And I will read these instructions, some of these instructions. I read from verse 24, where he started to warn them that the people will be against you, will be angry with you, as they were angry with me and call me demon possessed and Beelzebub, they will call you also. We will read. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is not enough for the student to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his households? Verse 26, so do not be afraid of them. Yes, do not be afraid of the people. Don't be like Aaron, who was afraid of the Israelites. Although he knew they are doing wrong, he could not speak with them. Be strong, so do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. What he's telling them, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. What the people will do maximum for you, they will kill you, but they cannot kill your soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Who is that who can destroy both soul and body in hell? God, who can blot out your name from the book of life. What he said to Moses, the soul who sin, I will blot out from my book. I will destroy his body and soul in the hell. And that is here, the word of Jesus, the word of God. In the Old Testament, and that is the New Testament. He is sending the workers, and the Lord knows what they will face. People with a tradition, with idols, with a plan, with wishes. But he is telling them, don't agree with people's wrongdoings. Don't do what the people want. Do what I commanded you to do. Don't be afraid. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. So don't be afraid. God will not leave you if you stand firm. God will not leave you. God will stand with you and support you. Verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. If you acknowledge God and his word in front of the people, we say this is wrong, we don't do these things, we have the word of God, we follow the word of God, this is what the word of God say, and we follow these steps according to this word of God, we cannot agree with you. We acknowledge God and his word, the Lord will acknowledge us. But if we say to the people, okay, no problem, it's okay, there's no difference, whatever you like, we will do, then you are disowning Christ and Christ will disown you. In the book of Exodus chapter 32, the Lord said to Moses, let the Levites put on their sword and pass through the camp and put to the sword whoever friend, neighbor, or son who does not willing to follow God. Jesus said in verse 34, Matthew 10, 34, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. This is the sword. When we say no, according to the word of God, that is the double-edged sword. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When we say no to the people, no to sin, when we rebuke the people, this is we are using the sword. The people get angry, they may fight back. And that is what Jesus is bringing the sword. Not peace, not to condone, not to agree with. Verse 35, for I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the member of his own household. That's what happened in the book of Exodus chapter 32. Finally, those Levites, those who stood with Moses and with the Lord, they were against their families, their relatives. Why Aaron was not able to say no to the people? Because they are his relative. He cannot say no to them. And that's what the Lord is saying, verse 36, Matthew 10:37. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Why does Jesus say like that? Because you know, we may be able to rebuke people, but for our parents, for our children, for our relative, we are timid. Why? Because the emotion, the bond, the ties, the family ties. And that's what happened to Aaron, or the friendship ties, or neighborhood ties. No. Today you have to make commitment. Not to agree with people want and wishes and reproduce the idol that they want. Not go with the corruption of the people. If you will go along with their corruption, not only their names, but your name will be blot out from the book of life. From the book that the Lord wrote our names in. We have to work out our salvation. We have to put God first, not the people, not their plan or wishes or desires. We have to abide with God's word and will. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be exposed. You may hide from the church, you may hide it from me as a pastor. You may think that you will do something that will not be discovered, but finally will be exposed. But even if it will not be exposed, God is watching you. The same Lord who wrote your name in the book of life, He is able to blot it. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Repent. Tell Him, Lord, I come before You in the name of Jesus. Lord, I will not stand with people's wishes or corruption, but I will speak forth Your word. Lord, give me courage and boldness to face them with all wisdom and tactfulness, to speak Your word clearly, O God. Lord, guide me and help me and strengthen me, O God, to go on and do Your work in full faithfulness according to what Your command had ordained. O God, protect me, O God, and provide for me until Your purpose shall be fulfilled in my life. Lord, I am waiting for You to come, holding firm to the word of truth, waiting to hear from You. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Lord, bless everyone who had determined to serve you and uphold him with your grace. Uphold me also with your grace and protect me. I determined to serve you, to stand with you, not with the people, to stand with your word and acknowledge you and acknowledge your word till you come and take me to heaven. Oh God, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it spread, O Lord. And make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.